From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. The 14th annual Ozark Foothills Film Fest begins this weekend in Batesville. I spoke with some involved about how the festival has fostered community in a remote rural area of the state. Here's my report. Judy Pest founded the Ozark Foothills Film Fest with her husband Bob more than a decade ago with the hopes of creating a cultural and artistic dialogue among the sparsely populated communities of north central Arkansas.
The basic concept is cultural equity.
Even as online streaming services expose people living in remote regions to a variety of media, Pest is convinced that people are always hungry to come together and talk about what they experience.
Certainly for any kind of artistic or cultural activities that involve live human beings showing up someplace, that's historically been something that people in remote areas haven't had an opportunity to take advantage of.
So, as with previous years, the two-weekend Film Fest has invited filmmakers from around the country and the state to display and discuss the process and motivation behind their movies, which range from shorts and documentaries to feature-length fictional narratives.
Yeah, my name's Jay Craven. I'm an independent filmmaker based in Vermont, and I'm bringing to the festival a picture called Northern Borders.
Who lives there?
You?
The meanest old bastard in Kingdom County. Yeah, that's who.
Northern Borders deals with life in rural Vermont in the mid-20th century and will show on opening night. Craven was one of the first filmmakers to present at the Film Fest when it was just getting off the ground. He notes its unique spot among other festivals around the country.
For one thing, it's in Arkansas. And another is that it's in rural Arkansas. I mean, most film festivals around the country are in cities, or they're in resorts, or they're in, you know, heavily traveled places.
Craven strongly identifies not only with the Film Fest's commitment to expose lesser-known worlds to rural communities, but also to displaying unique portraits of rural life in ways Hollywood often falls short of doing.
And so I think that the festival is committed to the idea that there are authentic voices of independent filmmakers in rural areas that speak much more directly to rural people.
Among this year's Film Fest screenings that deal with those rural themes is Woke Up This Morning in the Arkansas Delta. It was written and directed by Missouri filmmaker Benjamin Mead, who traveled throughout that region examining its people, cultural legacy, and ongoing hardships.
We had a chemical plant in West Hope.
Yeah.
Then we used to have an old warehouse right here on Terry Street.
Yeah.
Man, it was big. It was jobs everywhere, all over this.
And while the small, largely rural audience may benefit from greater exposure to their own surroundings and to the outside, longtime Film Fest board member Jane Parker says it's also the filmmakers who benefit.
Arkansas does not have the highest reputation in the United States, and neither do rural areas in general. So Arkansas has got a double whammy. You know, it's rural and it's kind of expected to be backward. So I think that bringing in filmmakers from big cities, even from other parts in the U.S., it gave them a glimpse of what we are.
And Film Fest co-founder Judy Pest says she hopes that developing reputation will keep leading to a brighter future.
I know how difficult it is to do what we're doing today, and if we can continue to do it as well as we currently are, but continue to be innovative in terms of our programming and our outreach efforts, I think we'll be doing fine.
The Ozark Foothills Film Festival runs today and tomorrow in Batesville and picks back up again next Friday and Saturday. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.